Mrs. Henry LaBarre Jane, a prominent attorney's wife from Philadelphia, is the subject of this portrait by Cecilia Beaux. It shows her in a yellow dress with puffed sleeves, rendered in sketchy, broad brush strokes. Her gaze is steady yet gentle, and hints at the artist's sensitivity toward her subjects. However, the sitter didn't like the way the portrait turned out, as collection curator Jennifer Perry Thalheimer explains.
She sat for the portrait, but was very unhappy with the frontal depiction and declined the portrait.
Despite this particular sitter's disapproval, Beaux was an award-winning portraitist who sketched and painted prominent Americans between the 1880s and 1920s. Her clients, who included President Theodore Roosevelt and his wife Edith, came from all over Philadelphia, New York, Boston, and Washington, D.C. Critics compared her favorably to John Singer Sargent, the leading portrait painter of the era. Eleanor Roosevelt declared Beaux the American woman who had made the greatest contribution to the culture of the world. Louis Comfort Tiffany also greatly admired Beaux and believed that she shared his commitment to beauty. He asked her to become an art advisor for his foundation at Laurelton Hall on Long Island. Collection curator Jennifer Perry Thalheimer.
He really admired women as artists, and so this is a great example of a strong woman that he admired and invited to come to the foundation.
The Louis Comfort Tiffany Foundation helped many young artists, including Hugh McCain, who, with his wife Jeanette, the museum's founder, created the Morse Museum, assembled its collections, and made it a benefaction to the community. Beaux also had a connection to Winter Park. She spent at least one winter at the former Old Alabama Hotel, about a mile from the museum.